Jeff's talked about improving the average start of each drive, whether it be on a kickoff or a punt. You feel like you've got sufficient ammo to try and do that now?
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's something that we're working really hard at. We've emphasized it with our team as far as being a point of emphasis that we do have to improve in those areas. And the fact that we are looking for a guy as the returner to pick, you know, to take the role and to run with it.
Now, what is a good average punt return, average kickoff return, in your mind, average-wise?
What we're trying to average this year is right at 10 yards.
10 yards
per punt return.
And kickoff?
Our average starting point, we want to start every drive at least at the 30-yard line. That's what we're trying to do.
All right. Would you, in terms of finding who's going to do that, would you like to have one guy handle both, or would you rather have a separate guy do punts and a separate guy do kickoffs?
That doesn't really matter to me, as long as it's the two best guys that have a chance to do those jobs.
Say it's a point of emphasis in the offseason. Besides finding a kick returner, does any of that have to do with the blocking and the guys up front?
Definitely. Yeah, we didn't block quite as well last year. It was fairly close, but we were a little bit lower on our blocking percentage for kickoff returns last year than we were the year before. So, yes, that is also a point of emphasis. And, you know, I think with some of the guys we brought in, we've helped that, you know, with Stamer and some things like that. Hopefully that helped.
Do you have a pecking order as far as the candidates go?
You know, that's the hardest thing right now. We're really, I mean, if you saw our kickoff return practice yesterday, we used everybody. And, you know, I talked to Marty Galbraith, you know, last night about, you know, at some point we got to cut that down. So right as of right now, no, we don't, but that'll happen soon.
Do you see Johnson, I mean, he's probably going to get pretty good time on the offense. You see him also being able to have time to do special teams?
Oh, yeah.
How are you working in?
Yeah. I think, you know, because the one thing he would do would be the kickoff returns. And so I could see him being able to do that.
It's a good to have the same kickers. You don't really have to worry as much about getting them and used to what your thing is.
Oh, it is. It's always good when you've got returning guys that are, you know, pro guys that have the experience and know what they're doing and have had success. You know, having experienced guys is always really good.
Notice you've had Hawkins, at least in OTAs, was in the punt return mix. Are you, this is a, become a veteran team, would you be willing to trust the return roles to rookies like Johnson and Hawkins?
No, what I'm trying to do there is get him to be able to catch punts at some point in, you know, maybe not this year in his career, but at some point maybe be able to do punt returns and kickoff returns both. I know he can do kickoff returns, so that's why he's spending more time practicing punt returns now.
So it's more kind of just a grooming for the future,
yes,
type thing.
Yes. He's never done it in his life. Okay. So we're just getting him, but he's showing good promise at it.
Who other than Chris Carr and Chris Davis has punt return experience?
Jesse McCarron.
Okay. But he wasn't out there today, so probably...
Is he an insurance policy?
He's worked every day as far as our specialist periods and things like that. But he also works in another position on the punt return team.
Right.
So when he's doing that, then I have to rotate him and I have to really make it to where he's the returner and, you know, get him filled in.
Do you consider him maybe more of an insurance policy since you know he can do it as opposed to the other guys? Or is he a
viable candidate? At this point, I would say that's probably true. At this point, but I would not be afraid to put Justin back there.
How similar or different are the candidates back there?
I think Chris Carr is a really quick guy that, you know, doesn't have the great down-the-field speed, but he's really quick. He always makes positive yards. He runs hard. He's not going to run out of bounds. And, you know, it's all the things that you like in a returner. He's sure-handed. Then Justin, again, is sure-handed. He's more of a strong, you know, physical runner. And then who's the other guy?
Davis.
Yeah, Chris Davis is again, your quick guy.
Do you...
Going to make guys miss.
Do you trust Chris again after the issues he had last year
with ball
security?
I think he came on at the end of last year, you know, after we went back to him last year, and I think he got a lot of that out of his system, and hopefully, and it's, I trust Chris, because, you know, we trust him at the end of last year, and I think he he did a pretty good job for us.
What about on kickoff returns? Who are the guys that you would...
I think Chris Carr, again, Justin McCarron's again, and Chris Johnson are the probably the three main candidates there. And then Lavelle Hawkins would be probably next.
What is McCarron's other duties for you guys as far as special teams? Where else is he?
Well, on punt return, he plays what we call a five position, which is he's a backup to Eric King.
Okay.
On that team. And on punt coverage, he's a backup gunner, forcer for us. Mm-hmm. Kickoff coverage, he's a backup as a two. You know, he's not a starter on any of those teams, but he's backup on all of them.
I've seen Brandon Jones out on punt returns, too. Mm-hmm. Is he in the mix?
Yeah, see, Brandon's, you talk about the insurance policy. That's where I see Brandon. Because he's a guy I think we've always been able to just put out there, and he can catch the ball and make some positive yards.
You mentioned percentages being down, not where you wanted them last year. Why?
I don't know. As far as the blocking percentages being down, I don't know if it's personnel. We did switch personnel quite a bit during the season, that kind of thing. But they were just down. I don't really have an answer to that.
Do you attribute some of that? I mean, because the guy you had, Pac-Man, that was basically his specialty. He was dynamic in that regard.
Well, and yeah, and he makes blockers better, and so that might have been part of it. The other part of it is maybe we face better coverage teams.